Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to another Zora Call. This is Jane Quasar, and I'm here with Zoraya. And, of course, today is July the 24th, 2021. And we are welcoming everyone here once again as we gather together in oneness. And we hope that everyone is safe, everyone is happy, and let's go ahead and let's all get inspired. With that being said, let's begin our call with a couple of cues, commands. I think that's really important to be doing his commands along with the 54321 from Zora. Daily. So let's start off with the first one. And again, we bring forth and say out loud after me the intention command, and we'll do that three times, three different ones, and then we'll then count slowly from 10 to 1. So let us begin. I command prime creation to raise all beings' consciousness now. I command prime creation to start T4BRV now. I command prime creation, bring our thoughts in our heads and put them in our hearts now. Now we count slowly. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And just feel that shift of energy. Wonderful. What a wonderful way to start our day. And I think that's what we will be concentrating on as far as where we want our intentions to be. These are our inspirations. And also to know that we are one with Prime Creator Source. We are one each other. And we are the creators of all that we intend. So stay in the fifth higher vibrational frequency, letting go of all lower vibrations of 3D. We are finished, completely finished with that. Do not bring your thoughts there. Only bring love to where it is needed in our world, to family and friends, to Chera Krista, and all that is, and all the beings, creations on our service. All right. So with that being said, let's go ahead and bring Zoraya through. I know that Zoraya has some wonderful, inspiring words to talk about today, too. Zoraya?
Only I won't be doing that right this second. It'll have to be after Dr. Tom comes on.
After Tom. All right. Well,
so good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. How are you out there? I hope you're inside. If you're in the West Coast area, or especially around Reno, I hope you're inside and safe, because the air quality outside is like 288. So not very good to be outside.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Soraya. I think right now I would like to be able to, I'd like to make a couple of announcements. So the first being we had Doc Waller. I'm going to put you on mute. We had Doc Waller on our call last week along with Ted Marr. We are actually, Zora and Zoraya will be on Ted Marr's call today at 3:00 in the afternoon Pacific time. Dr. Waller also was very, his call regarding the CBD oils and other products that he has are really amazing. People are partaking of them. And if you are, the special is going on through the end of July, so you'll get a discount. So if you wish, you could go ahead to his website, which is Partners in Chronic CBD. So that's Partners in Chronic CBD.com to order. Okay. So that being said, I also have a phone number. Well, I guess I'll have to bring that up in a short while. You could call, I'll have to do that a little bit later myself too. All right. So also, we also wanted to mention that today we have our special guest once again, and that will be Jeff Ackerman. He'll be with us shortly, and he's going to be talking to us about New Extract, which is the new name for Liquid Gold or iHercules. iHercules and Liquid Gold are still there, you know, in terms of being able to purchase. Liquid Gold is the former product that we started with, and then they added on, I think it's 3 or 4 new nutrients to make it age reversal, which is wonderful, and that is called iHercules. So he will be with us shortly. And, of course, I will go ahead now and bring Dr. Tom through, see what kind of information updates he has for us. It's always exciting to have Dr. Tom on our call. So let's go ahead and bring him through. And here we go. Hope he's ready to get on the air. By the way, and I know we're always talking about the RV, and also something new that he wants to share with everyone. So he's got news in regards to that also regarding our health. I would like to say that having spoken with Mr. S, that everything is really moving very, very well. All of those that do not believe that this is not happening, please leave those thoughts to yourself. Do not share that. The only comments we want are only things that are positive. And we would not be endorsing, we would not be discussing the RV and the blessings if it was not real. If you don't believe it, you can let that go in your own thoughts, all right, and leave that, and we'll leave that alone. So everything is moving along. I know that we, T4B has not been announced yet that we're ready to go to the banks, but it's very, very super close. I will be, and as soon as it happens, I will get word, and then I will have, again, an announcement, and the subject line will be urgent, urgent, urgent. So look for that. If you don't listen to anything else, look for that so that we can begin on the road to helping the world and to be able to shift our earth as well. consciously. I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Tom through. Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Tom. We know you've got some great news for us today, plus some new things that you'd like to share. And I'm just going to go ahead and give you the mic. So thank you so much for being here, Dr. Tom.
All right. That's good. That's great. Well, it's a great day. As some of our colleagues say, best day ever, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Right. So updates. I'm going to talk a little bit about updates and then a little bit, I think it's important, a message that kind of came to me. So let's go. We know that we haven't seen our blessing yet. Everyone from the top down has been frustrated. But I think there's a reason for that. And I think that this has been planned to come to a certain place, mainly because the powers to be, divine source, wants it to be safe, because we are in the shift. And so right now, a majority of the holdup has been in Europe. They're closing settlements over there. The bond programs, we got news late last night that the bond programs are trying to finish everything up over the weekend. Forex rates were put in, but not opened. You know, the military is 100%, I would say 1,000% control of this global reset and RV. We just want to make sure that the corruption from the deep state and the new financial system, the QFS, is implemented. And we have to install the freedom for people all over the world through Nisara and Jasara. I think we'll receive notifications hopefully next week. Are we waiting for the time to wait for the news of the elections? It could be close. We have news coming out the first week of August about the truth that's going on, and there's other drops going on worldwide about the truth. So make sure you have everything ready. Get your humanitarian projects and your things together about your what you want to say. You probably have a few minutes to do that. We really don't know. Even the top people, like the admiral who is in control of us, he doesn't really know the drop data of what's going to happen. It's all sealed, and once it's released, we'll know exactly what goes in when we go into the exchange, what we will do, and what will be presented. No one knows the rates. No one knows the different things. We do know that the contract rates on the regular currency is mainly for humanitarian projects. So you can look at those. If you have Zim, you won't be able to get those. But just stay open, because once you know, don't go in and say, well, I want this rate or whatever, to see what they have to display. I think they're making it easier. So that's the update on the,
Dr. Tom, I also wanted to mention to people, because I've had a couple of questions come up in regards to some issues that they may have regarding, well, I purchased some currencies, and I never received them, but I have the receipt for them. Others are saying, well, I have some SKRs, and I've not heard at all from the people that started it, et cetera, et cetera. Anything having to do with issues and problems with your currencies, whether it's dinar, dong, the zim, or whatever else, bring all of that with you, all of those concerns, when you go in to exchange or to redeem, because you then will be able to work with your teams, and hopefully everyone already has who you want to be able to with, at least written down their phone numbers, et cetera, so you know who to contact. Let your teams take care of that, whether you have the lawyers, or whether you have, you know, your wealth management, who also have lawyers who will be working with you, or your trust management people who also have lawyers that work with them. So not to worry in regards to any of that at all. All of that will be sorted out. You don't have to do that. Let your teams work with you. So that's why they are there. So with that being said, mm-hmm. Thank you very much for all of that information also that you've shared. We absolutely
right.
agree
and,
with you.
And there is issues of people who have given their bonds and currency and other things out there to individuals and never saw anything again. But, you know, it's being smart from here on out. You're in control of your money, your funds. You know, a lot of us have been brought here to distribute trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars back to the world, right? So that's kind of what we have to establish. But just reading and receiving things, the new currency is the Great Awakening, all right? We are awakening our hearts and our minds, and it is now the true economy, all right? We have to align ourselves with our highest values, because that's how we get out of being stagnant. We now, with this, once we received our funds and these rotten parasites have disappeared, we can stand in the true flame of truth. Okay, we've been bicameral for a long, long time. And look where it's gotten us. We've had these suicide shots that are now on our planet. And that was another thing, too. I forgot to say for an update. This is rough to say. We don't know if there will be remedies for the solution of the suicide shot. And also, if you have wealth managers or family office or people controlling your funds that you're going to be advisors, you need to ask them whether they had the shot. Because if they did and they don't have the remedy and they're not there and they're gone and there's no one to help you handle that money, so make sure you find people who didn't have this shot. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of dark hearts out there that have tried to poison the world here. But, you know, we're on a new spiritual dimension. The satanic nonsense is leaving, you know, about our religions, you know, all the 2,500 Bibles that were written up and untruths about really what's going on. You know, and so this wickedness has no further transactions, I think, on this planet and hopefully other places. You know, this blood cult is leaving us, and so now we're running into a new dimension. And we must, once you receive your blessing, you must govern yourself, think for yourself, and create for yourself. Right? So So we must be in charge of what we do. And we are limitless. We can create anything. And we must eliminate the past, especially our traumas for health-wise, because if we cling on to our, our, I call shock treatments, in the last few years of my practice, I found that as soon as we could clear the emotional suffering, people got well. So there's many techniques out there. You have to clean your hard disk so you can be in yourself. You have to live the truth of the moment and live in this area of illuminating this beast of the seas, which has been around us for a long time. You know, we've had maritime law. We're now going back to common law, and we're a lot of good changes coming along. So it's important that we make the time to take care of ourselves. You know, the past is our teacher. And the new zero point economy is here. Eventually, we will not have to have money. It'll hopefully be a different place, like on many different planets. So it's a great time, but we are in this massive shift. So we must stay centered. And when we do that, we make sure that we take care of our health. And, you know, I always talk about that, that we must drink our water, structured water, pleated deuterium water, spring water that's healthy. And also, too, is eat as many wild herbs and plants, because those are the highest energies, too. And I think over time we'll get our nutrition set up. But make sure you're fasting, meditation, if you have access to a sauna, infrared sauna, grounding, all those areas. Also, make sure you get your chiropractic care, because you must have an alignment, and you must have that energy. It's an inside job, so it's above, down, inside, and out. And you must have that energy flow. If it's not, so you must correct the nervous system so it's clear. And then your body can heal anything. Okay? We knew this. This, all these things were covered up many, many years ago. Exercising, meditation, walking, and serving. And once we do all that, buckle up, get ready for the ride. We're ready to go to the most amazing time that's never, ever happened on this planet. And it should be a good time. Well, that's my message today.
Beautiful.
And
thank you so much, Dr. Tom. Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
We all appreciate you. Thank you. You have yourself a super day. And thank you very much for your messages for today. Thank you. All right.
You bet. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone. Let's go ahead and bring, I think that Zaria is ready also for her message for today. All right. Let's go. All right, Zaria, you're next.
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, we can hear you perfectly.
I'm going to pick up where I left off last week because I didn't finish the part I was reading.
You want to give, can you give, excuse me, Zaria, just tell all of us again what you were talking about so that we know where you left off.
No problem.
Thank you.
Oh, Why are there droughts in some places on the surface and flooding in others? That's where I was at.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
So, continuing on, I'm on, let's see, right, here we go. The problem on the surface is that humans have interfered with the internal guidance system of nature and thrown her off course so that she can no longer adjust herself. Plants and trees need. She had been blocked from responding to them. You had built dams to impede the flow of water, changing the natural course of its flow. The water is alive, and it knows where it is needed. It knows where to go, but man's interference has blocked its natural instinct and blocked its communication with the land. Everything on Earth operates as a whole, interconnected system. And when you start meddling with its parts, water, you disconnect it from the whole, and it no longer has the input from the environment so that it cannot respond to the environment as it was meant to. In the old days, before the age of industrial, there was a firmament surrounding the whole earth, which was many miles high and made of crystalline ice particles, which blocked the radiation of the sun and kept the whole planet in a perfectly regulated greenhouse, which supplied just the right amount of oxygen and moisture from both nature and humans. Destroyed during the Atlantean-Lemurian Wars, it was destroyed. It also destroyed the self-regulation of nature. Nature has now had to redefine itself and build in another system to dispense water to the land. So clouds came into form and hold the moisture rising from the oceans and carry it to the land. This worked well until rivers and streams dried up, dams were created, and oceans became polluted, and the water lost its antenna and could no longer read the environment around it. Water has consciousness, and the pollution on the surface has dulled its consciousness so that it cannot respond to nature, and its rainfalls become haphazard in distribution, with no guidance as to where it is needed. That's why in some places you have the abundance of rainfall, and in other places you have severe drought. The interconnection between the elements has been broken and dulled by pollution and toxins and pollution of thought forms. In the hollow earth, everything is still in pristine form and operates according to its defined blueprint. When Earth was first formed, everything here is totally interconnected and can read and respond to the environment around it. The cells of all living things in hollow earth have receptors that work perfectly and read the needs of the environment, and then supply what the environment and our bodies need in exact proportions. It is like a living pharmacy. We don't go to the store to buy what our bodies need. Nature automatically supplies it to us, and we automatically receive it because we know that we are one unit of life. The firmament on the surface will be restored, and then nature will operate in perfect divine harmony again. At this point, when I'm saying it will be restored, I want to explain just a little bit before I continue reading. When it talks about the firmament on the surface of, will be restored, it means that all dams and impeding of rivers and waters and stuff like that will be done away with. And the natural flow of water will once again be returned to the surface. So the dams are going to go bye-bye. And then the water will be able to resume its natural course. But nature will operate in perfect divine harmony once again. And so will the cells in your bodies. You won't need to go to the pharmacy for vitamins or medicines either, since nature will supply it all as it was meant to. We hope we have not digressed too much, but we just wanted to give you a bigger picture of what's happening in your world. We are the inner earth beings here with Mykos and Adama to answer your question. Know that there are many kinds of hydroponics in inner earth and hollow earth. Since there are many different inner earth civilizations residing here, some hydroponic facilities are huge, depending upon the society's population. And some are small, depending upon the community it serves. Hydroponics is a word designating water used to grow vegetables, and we grow many and varied kinds, depending upon the climate we live in and our body needs. We grow everything according to our body needs. We use instruments, very advanced instruments, and determine what our bodies need. And then we program them into the hydroponics to produce the vitamins and mineral content in our vegetables and fruits to meet our requirement for perfect health. Our hydroponic facilities are very old, and their blueprint was brought with us from the Lemuria and other star systems. We were also able to access the information for developing our hydroponics from the records in the Library of Portologos. There we go whenever we desire to create or invent something for our community. Since all inventions that ever were are stored in Portologos, we don't have to be constantly reinventing the wheel, as you say on the surface. Although we do add to our inventions and make modifications to suit the personal needs and requirements of our people. There are hydroponics in each of our communities since we couldn't survive without it. And they are all geared specifically to the residents of that community, taking into consideration their physical, mental, and emotional needs to create perfect balance. When we harvest our nuts and fruit from big trees, we wait until the fruit is ripe, and sometimes just pick it up from the ground after it's fallen from the tree. We never pick fruit that is not yet ripe, as you do on the surface. We don't use machines or robots as you picture them to be. But we do have an apparatus that can remove the nuts and fruit from our trees without harming the tree. We do use equipment, though, but it is a different kind. We can use sound to loosen the nuts and fruit so they fall to the ground for us. We have conveyor vehicles that then deliver the harvest, since we don't use cars or trucks to transport our goods as you do. Our conveyors, vehicles, don't touch the ground, but levitate above it. we don't have to go deep into the woods for us to find nuts and fruit trees, since they are close by. There are groves of nut trees, groves of fruit trees, and we have planted. And there are people who maintain these groves and see to it that they arrive at in our distribution centers. When they are ripened, the distribution centers where all our goods and food are brought, the people go there daily to pick up their daily supply of food. And of course, they don't pay for it. It is free. For everyone is freely given food and clothing and goods. All necessities are provided freely. We also have a barter system that exists for purchasing arts, crafts that we individually create, so money is never, ever exchanged. Money just doesn't exist here. There is so much to explain about the way of growing our foods that you would have to see it to believe it. Okay, that's a message from the hollow earth and the inner earth to the surface people. That's why you're having droughts. That's why you're having flooding, because nature is out of balance. And why is it out of balance? Because man put her out of balance. So it's up to everyone here on the surface to do their part to start alleviating and start working with nature. If you have gardens, continue having gardens. Stop going to the store to buy your food. Grow your own. And refrain from eating meat. Beef, pork, fowl that is given of itself for nourishment is the ostrich and maybe the emu and the buffalo. And that's it. That's the only meat that you should be eating. That's it. No other meat should you be eating, period. They are your brothers and sisters. Why would you eat your brothers and sisters? Does that make sense to anyone? Quasar.
Thank you.
Wait. Okay.
Thank you, Zaria. Very, very good reminder.
I'm putting myself back on mute.
Yeah. All right. Okay, everyone. All right. Well, thank you. And I will just go ahead and remind everyone that most of the information that is coming forth from Zaria is a knowingness that she has also in regards to how one should eat or what should one do in regards to your nutrition. It all follows through because being from Hollow Earth, they don't touch any of the creatures there because they know that they have souls. So partake of all of the vegetables and the fruits that we have, along with just those two meat products that have given of themselves to humanity. So with that being said, our next guest.
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say it. Can I say it?
Well, yeah, I don't think you know what I'm about to say.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
This is regarding you hunters out there. I want you to understand, when you go out there to shoot a deer or ducks or whatever, you're not shooting a creature that doesn't have a soul, okay? All creatures that you go out and hunt, you are murdering a soul. Think about that. The creatures out there that you hunt do have a soul. So don't think that you are killing a mindless creature, because you're not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Again, all right, so what I was going to say is anyone, and we've already said this at every call we have, if you're interested in reading more and being enlightened regarding and lifting your soul on a spiritual level, you can purchase these products, these books, through Diane Robbins, and you could go to her website, which is www.DianeRobbins.com. So it's DianeRobbins.com. I think that's, is that correct, Zareya? DianeRobbins, right?
Yes.
Very good.
Go directly
okay,
to her site
you.
And order from her site only.
Okay. And then in conjunction with that, you know, we're always talking about our headbands. We always wear our headbands, and especially for our calls, because we know that it's a high energy call. Have your headbands on, and because Zora is going to be looking for it anyways, and you can get all of that also through Christine Light. We've got her information already on the newsletters, on our website, so go ahead and get your headbands also. All right. I guess in regards to spiritual tools, I will go ahead also and mention that the Catherine and Ron, who represent Body Wave International. They have some amazing, amazing high frequency tools as well. So that information also is on our newsletters. So go ahead and get your newsletters. Go ahead and sign up. And I apologize that our website is not updated. I will be working on that. I'll have somebody else help me with that. But still, you could still use the website to be able to sign up for the newsletters, which are always updated at least on a weekly basis. So that being said, go to www.zora, Z-O-R-R-A, of hollowearth.com. Okay? All right. Well, let's go ahead and see if we can bring in our next guest. And our next guest is, of course, for today, is Jeff Ackerman. So let me go ahead and call Jeff in. Let's see. I'll go ahead and put you, Zareya, if you will, go ahead and put yourself on mute. Okay. And then I know that everybody's going to be looking forward also to what Zora has to talk about today in regards to everything that we've already discussed so far. All right, Jeff, hopefully you are there to pick up. We can't wait to be able to talk with you today. It's been quite some time already. So let's go ahead and do that. Okay. And I know that also part of what he's going to be talking about is that there is going to be a convention coming up for Liquid Gold or New Extracts, which is the new name.
Good morning, this is Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff, and welcome to Blog Talk Show with
Hey, how are you, Jane?
Paul. We're absolutely
good to hear your voice.
You are now live on our call. I've already did a little bit of an intro for you, and of course, everybody knows you. We love the product, which is now called New Extracts. And we'd love to be able to hear more about it as well as a little bit about you. And then, of course, we would also like to be able to do a little Q&A with you as well. So if that's all possible,
absolutely.
I think I'll go ahead and, go ahead. You've got the platform since everyone already knows of you for these. We've been doing the new extracts and calls with you off and on now for over – my goodness, by October, it'll be 2 years. It's amazing how time flies. And ever since we've used, and we haven't stopped, taking, you know, the liquid, well, now it's called the iHercules product and the liquid gold prior to, it's been amazing for all of us. So I'll just go ahead and thank you, Jeff, for always being there for all of us, telling us as much as you can about the about this amazing product. I mean, that's all you need, basically, as far as, you know, new extracts. It's amazing, amazing. But go ahead and let people know again how wonderful it is as far as this age reversal product that we have.
Absolutely, yeah, and I'll just kind of go into just a little bit. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I worked with natural doctors for about 20 years, and I was frustrated just because, you know, we would try to help people through food and nutritional supplements and things like that, only to find out that it really wasn't enough. And so I started working with this team about 5 years ago, the research and development team, and we really wanted to get it to the public. So myself, as well as Jim Barnett, he married into the family. We really wanted to find a good home so that everybody would have access to this. And so that's how Liquid Gold was formed. And then obviously it became New Extracts as we launched the Age Reversal. And, you know, the Age Reversal for me was just so exciting because it's such a positive when you talk about reversing people's age. And people don't realize, you know, the way the aging process works, you know, as we get exposed to contaminants in the environment, through the food, the water, the air, there's a natural phenomenon that happens in the body where the immune system is wanting to reject this types of things because it's a poison. So it'll close the microcirculation. And when it closes the microcirculation, that is to protect the cell from having poisons enter that little canal where the blood would nourish the cell so that it does not die. Because if that gets in there, it'll kill the cell and the cell's replicating. Well, when this constriction happens, your cells actually start merging together because they're not getting enough nourishment and oxygen in real time. They start replicating faster. So anyone that has a condition, they have fast aging cells. So through this technology of getting the microcirculation clean and open, you know, when your body produces better red blood cells, it's easier for the immune system to see. And I'll give you an example. The lead scientist, Mr. C, was explaining that, you know, when our immune system is going out into the blood, it's like muddy water. It's murky. It cannot distinguish between healthy cells and bad cells. Well, as you start taking this perfect food into your body through the iHercules and the liquid gold, now that nourishes the liver, and the liver communicates to the bone marrow to make these beautiful, perfectly sized and shaped red blood cells. As that's coming into the blood, now the immune system can very easily distinguish between good cells and our fast-eating cells and healthy cells. So what happens is your blood comes in and cleans out that microcirculation and reopens it up. Now your cells can get nourishment and oxygen in real time. Your immune system begins killing those fast-aging cells so rapidly that the self-stem cells that are normally only turned on during repair are activated, and they start producing cells which have really long telomeres because it's baby cells. They've never been activated. And so this is what we've measured through the DNA blood test, documenting not a 2 to 3 year age reversal, but 10, 15, 20, 30 years age reversal. And so, yeah, the testimonials have been just phenomenal. I want to share a testimonial that happened here recently, just in the last couple months. There's a guy that is a famous horse jockey, and he was playing tennis. He stepped on a tennis ball. He's 80 years old. He stepped on a tennis ball, and he cracked his head open. It's a 2.5-centimeter gash in his skull. They rushed him to the hospital. He had a hematobin inside the brain, and we have pictures of this. And his cognitive ability was about 10%. He could not set up. He couldn't speak, and he really just couldn't communicate at all. They found out that he had a heart condition, so they put a stent in his heart, but they could not put him on the statin drugs because of the issue in the brain. It would kill him. So they sent him home with 6 to 8 weeks to live. So we found out about this. We overnighted the product to them. His wife started spraying. Within 1 week of spraying the iHercules, 24 sprays a day, so 8 sprays 3 times a day, when the hospice nurse came in to get a signature, he had not been able to use his right arm at all. So they thought maybe he might put like an X. He actually said good morning, and he signed his entire name. His wife was shocked. Within 2 weeks, his cognitive ability had returned to over 65%, and he was dressed, standing on his own, ready to go out for a haircut. Now fast forward 10 weeks, his cognitive ability is over 90%. And the only thing that they've been doing is the iHercules. 6 to 8 weeks was all they gave him to live. Yeah, so it proves that your body, when it produces better blood, the blood is what cleans everything up. That is what we're doing for people. And so we've had just so many tremendous testimonials. It's just been such a blessing. But, yeah, you know, we're doing the event in Denver on the 31st. We have the lead scientist coming in to actually present and show exactly what this technology is. And I want everybody to understand, there is not a research paper in any university across this world that even understands what I just explained. They've never seen that. They don't understand it. This team is the only one that has this. So this is just an incredible opportunity to see him speak. Amazing.
We're talking about Mr. C, correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah, so it's Saturday the 31st. It's a Super Saturday from 10 to 4. Friday night, which is the 30th, we're going to do a meet and greet from 6 to 8:30. You can go in your back office and you can sign up for the event. We're staying at the DoubleTree in the Denver Tech Center. I'm hosting, so you get to meet me, and love to see you guys.
Oh, that would be so wonderful. Excellent. Very great news. That is really miraculous as far as that individual taking the
iHercules.
Yeah, so that's the reason why we don't stop taking it either, because we know that it just, we always feel really great just taking these the iHercules at present. So I'd like to open up the board here, if we can, for any questions that maybe people might have. Also, if anyone has a testimony themselves, and we've heard of some also already, and that's why they can't go without the iHercules now. So if you have a question, if you have a testimony, please go ahead and press 1 so we can go ahead and bring you to our call. So that would be excellent. I do have a question as people are coming through, Jeff. Someone had said something about, you know, instructions on, you know, now that we've got these new bottles, it seems that someone is saying that, you know, you only need to take 2 squirts because they're so concentrated now. Could you tell us a little bit more about what they're referring to?
Yeah, actually, the spray cap is spraying twice as much. So you'll have an insert that says that you have the new sprayer on your bottle for iHercules.
Okay.
So then you just do the 2 sprays instead of the 4. Unfortunately, this was a mistake from the shipping, and they're getting it corrected, but these bottles all have been shipped. So if you have that sprayer, just do 2 pumps instead of 4, and you'll get the same amount of spray into the mouth. If you have an old sprayer, you can even take it off of your old bottle and just screw it onto this bottle, and it'll do the 4 sprays then.
Okay, so is that only temporary then, the 2 sprays? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, that's only temporary. So the new sprayers are coming in, but this whole batch that's going out now has it like that.
So it should have, so it'll, for all the people that have that insert, just do the 2 sprays.
Yeah, it'll say do 2 sprays instead of 4.
Right. Yeah, but going forward, it'll go back to the 4 sprays or
back to
stay
the
with
4,
the 2
correct.
Sprays. Cool. Yeah,
it'll go back to the 4, and also liquid gold is still 4.
And liquid, oh yes, of course, right. Maybe you could tell people also in regards to why people ought to take both liquid gold as well as iHercules.
Yeah, so, you know, iHercules is designed to reverse age and the food that's in it. So liquid gold, if your microcirculation is clean and open, the most that you could reduce age is slowing it down by about 1 year. Whereas with iHercules, you know, you can reverse age up to 30 years. So that's a major difference in age reversal because of the self-stem cell plants that are in there that the body uses to build better blood to get the self-stem cells activated. Liquid gold is important because liquid gold was designed for chronic inflammation. as the body builds better blood, your blood can lower chronic inflammation 70 to 90%. Well, in this country, out of all the blood work that I'm doing on a daily basis, I've only had a couple in 5 years that don't have issues with chronic inflammation. I mean, almost everybody has it. So if you can help the body bring that inflammation down quicker, then you're going to begin reverting age even faster. So you can speed the process up by doing 4 sprays of liquid gold after each meal 3 times a day. So I literally, I carry 2 bottles around with me, and even though my system's clean, I'm kind of a fanatic. I want to be as healthy as I possibly can, because you never know what you're going to be exposed to. And so I will spray 4 sprays of iHercules 15 minutes before I eat food, and then I do 4 sprays of liquid gold after every meal. And, I mean, guys, it's just been incredible, the differences in my body. So,
well, I think the other thing, you know, since, you know, we've got the jabs that are out there, and we've got apparently what they say is another virus that's coming out. And, of course, we all know that everything that's out there right now is and then the shedding because of the people that have taken it, whether they've taken two shots or and then the it's so detrimental to the body. If you could push yourself to taking as much of these amazing products that we do endorse, and especially the iHercules, you know, you are in a better place. So if you're with people who are sick, whether it's, you know, the regular flu or whatever else they may have, you are doing yourself the biggest favor of keeping your immune system at its very highest. So that would absolutely be a big, big plus for you if you're taking this product. So
absolutely, you know, what the microcirculation really teaches us is your immune response. If your system's closed, that means the immune system's not able to get in there very quickly or at all. When it's clean and open, now the immune system's able to get there very fast. This is why younger people really are not affected by the issues that are going on, because their system's open and clean, the immune response is very quick. But as we age, that buildup, like I talked about, is there. So by us being able to get our system back open, clean, like when we were younger, now our immune response is much faster because it's open. And so, yes, it's, you know, the immune system is the only thing that can beat viruses, pathogens, and clean chemicals out of the body. That's it, your immune system.
Correct.
So if the system's clean and open, you're going to be far healthier than if it's constricted.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Okay. So we have a few people that have raised their hands. So let's go ahead and go with the, let's go ahead and call on people. All right. So the first person I have here is 775 and ending in 9099. I'm taking it from the bottom up. So here we go. 9099. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, this is Chris in Reno, Nevada, Wisconsin, Nevada.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. First, I wanted to apologize to Jane getting one too many times. My finger is not in the right place. But I'm 73 years old, and I can tell you the liquid gold does fantastic. I'm out all the time running errands for people, and I'm around all these people that have either taking the shots or not taking the shots, and this works fantastically, totally amazing. I never get sick. I have not gotten sick since I've started taking it.
Wow, that's awesome.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you, Chris.
And I do have one question. Problem is, I take it, but I can't always eat within 15 minutes. So it's still doing great, even though I don't eat within 15 minutes after taking it?
Yeah, you know, 15 minutes is the most optimal time. So we try to stick to that as closely as possible. You still want to take it, even if you maybe forgot to spray it before you ate or within a shorter period of time. The reason why it's important to do before food is because, and after food, obviously, is because the number one way that you're exposed to viruses, pathogens, and chemicals is through the food and the water that you're, or the food, yeah, the food and the water, the chemicals that are in these things. So if you're doing this 15 minutes before you do these things, your food coming in now is actually healthier for you. So that's exactly why it's important to do it at that time.
Awesome. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Great question.
Okay.
Thank you very much,
okay. Chris. Okay. All right. Next question is coming from, or comment is coming from 805 ending in 0153. 0153?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, this is Carol in Southern California calling. Excuse me. Good morning. My question for you is, I'm taking the H pill and the liquid gold and, of course, the Zealous. My question for you is, at my age, do I need to just suspend the H pill and take the iHercules and the liquid gold and the Zealous? Is that what is recommended? I go to the chiropractor every other week. I feel great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, So here's, you know, I don't think Jeff is familiar at all with the age pill. We just had a call with Dr. Shaw in regards to the Zealous and the age pill, which he had promoted in the past. And he says there is no interference whatsoever in regards to what you're taking. If you're continuing to take it, all of those three, I think it's amazing that you could do it. That's why you're as healthy as you are, and continue doing that if you can. That would be my recommendation for you, which is also probably a recommendation also coming from Zora. So do you have a personal question in regards to the iHercules for Jeff?
I guess what I want to know is, should I now, because I'm on a fixed income, I want to know if I should just go with the iHercules and then suspend the liquid gold. Will that be adequate in your opinion?
It really just depends on blood work. To really confirm that, blood work would tell you exactly where you're at. Doing iHercules by itself is still amazing. Liquid gold is to, I said, help bring down the inflammation and clean up the blood a little quicker. But, you can do what you want to do, but obviously if you had blood work, then you could really say, okay, this is where I'm at. So, it's really up to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't go to a regular doctor because I feel that my needs are met at this particular point in time. So, all right. I appreciate your information. Thank you. Have a good day.
Absolutely.
Okay. Bye,
all
Jane.
Right. Good job.
Bye,
Carol.
Family.
Okay. Beautiful work. Amazing that everybody is staying healthy. 206 ending in 1047.
Hi, this is Mary.
Hello?
In Ashland, Oregon.
Hey.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. My question is, are these products good to use for a water fast, or should I stop and take a break while I water fast?
No, these are essential for the body. So if you're fasting and not consuming food, this means you're taking less toxins into the body. But this spray is the essential extract the body uses to build blood. So the healthier your blood, the healthier you are. And so obviously you would want to continue to spray no matter what you're doing.
Perfect. That's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. And I definitely agree. Okay. All right. Thank you for that,
Jane?
Mary. We'll go ahead and, yes.
Can I say something to everyone out there
also? Oh, of course. Sure.
Also, I want you guys to also understand this, that the liquid gold was field-tested in China. And what they did with that was they gave it to people that had contracted the COVID-19.
Oh, yeah,
and
this is back
after.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it first came out. And then the liquid gold, it killed the virus.
Yep. Got rid of it anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, to clarify more, that you're, yeah, the immune system is killing the virus. The liquid gold is just the food. But the body, when the immune system can get there, the immune system kills viruses. That's what it does. So that's, you know, that's the key that people need to understand. You got to have a healthy, open microcirculation so the immune system can get there.
Perfect.
The liquid gold opened up those avenues in your body so it could combat and get
correct.
Rid of the virus.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
The immune
Very
system
good.
Is
Thanks.
Open and clean.
Okay.
I'm going
Very
back
good.
On
Thanks
mute.
For bringing that up again. Okay, thank you. All right, our next caller now is 970 ending in 1197.
Yes, hi, Jane.
And Jeff.
Hi, Jane, and hi, Jeff. This is Barbara in Colorado.
Oh, hey, Barbara.
I just want
my hometown.
Hi, Jeff. Yes, so good to talk to you. So my situation is, and I just want confirmation because I've got, you know, many years with supplements and all kinds of stuff. My situation is, and I attribute it to, in 2005, I got West Nile, okay? And after that, that's why I attribute it to it, is that I never had joint issues. I never had pain in my body, and ever since then I have. I mean, I have my joints will swell up, and my whole body, especially my hips, my knees, my shoulders, my joints. And I've tried so many things. So I just want confirmation from you that would this be absolutely what I want to go to is and do the liquid gold and the iHercules, because you talk about the inflammation. And I've tried all these other things, and I would like your input.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, it would be important for you to do the blood work. For $400, I can look at all of your blood and see exactly what's going on in the body. When somebody asked me if this is going to help in the condition that they have, really what you're asking is, will my blood and my immune system correct the issues that I'm having? And the answer is, your blood and your immune system is the only thing that can correct these things. So how do we build better blood? You have to give the body perfect food. So as you spray this in your mouth, your body's building better blood. It will take time, but your blood has the ability to clean all of that up. And so the reason I say blood work is because I can see the health of the liver, thyroid, kidneys, cancer antigens, infection markers. I can see a lot of things that are going on in the body so that we know, okay, we can track your body is actually getting better. And Jane can actually get you that information so that we can order if you want to do that. But yeah, you should definitely be doing 24 sprays a day. And see, you may not be feeling things, but we can see differences in the blood so you know you're going in the right direction. Because it's the consistency component that makes this thing happen. As you continuously do this, the body gets better and better and better. Great question.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well,
and my situation is also, I just wanted to ask, but we're really close to the RV. I've just been so tight financially. I think I had mentioned to Jane that I do have, the only place I have any funds is a PayPal credit. But it's only, you can only do it through PayPal. So you guys don't have that option at all, right?
Yeah, I don't have that option. You can't transfer it to a credit card and then use it?
I don't have credit cards at my stage of life.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Barbara, I can talk about that. I could help you with that.
Oh, that'll be awesome. And also, I'm in Colorado, Jeff. So I would like to, I don't know if I'm in the back office because I haven't really ordered yet. I would like to come to the conference, so I could talk to Jane about that.
Okay. So anyone, especially if you're, all right, thank you. We'll connect today. All right, Barb.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Okay, thank you.
Pleasure. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So I have to tell everyone that Billy and I had gone to the first gathering or convention for Liquid Gold. That's over a year ago. And it's absolutely amazing, the people that you will meet. You get a chance to see Jeff, meet up with Jeff and all the other people. It's like being with people that are like-minded. It's fun. It's very, very informative. Especially if you're in that area, close to that area, please go. You'll all have fun. That's all I can say. I don't know at this point whether or not we're going to be able to make it this time, Jeff, but I really would, yeah, everyone, all of you that are taking this product, you can do it. Go there. You'll love it. You'll absolutely learn more as far as even talking with the people who are there besides Mr. C and Jim Barnett and who are the other people that are going to be there, Jeff?
We're going to have Mr. C, and we're going to have a special guest speaker that nobody even knows about.
Oh, so you do not want to miss this. You don't want to miss this. Uh-oh. All right. Anyway.
Plus, you get to meet me.
Yeah. And Jeff is amazing. You guys got to do this. Especially, yeah, you just have to do it. So it'll be fun. Hopefully you'll have you have enough room for everyone there. Okay, let's go ahead. And I do want to mention something in regards to blood work. You know, because all of you know that I'm a nurse, I get my blood work done consistently at least once a year. And that is what Jeff is referring to is specific blood work to be done. That's the reason why it's always important to know what you're ordering when you get it. You know, when you go into the regular doctor, you know, and you just go in. Even if you have a naturopath, they can go ahead and get you a prescription. If you have a chiropractor, a PA who's more alternative, they can do that as well. A nurse practitioner can do that also. A lot of them right now are leaning more towards alternative. I'm sure that they would be happy to kind of write you a script to, you know, because once a year if you're retired, you can have a free wellness checkup. So, but you will want to probably add a few of the other things that Jeff would recommend for you. So if you're interested in that, you know, just go ahead and email me or text me better. So that, and then I can get back to you in the next couple of days. Okay. All right. So our next caller, thank you so much, Jeff. Let me see if we can get a couple more people in here. Let me see, where am I at here? I'm going to go to the top here. So we have someone here ending at 732, ending at 3147. Do you have a question for Jeff? Hello, 3147. Do you have a question for Jeff? Okay. All right. Maybe she just accidentally pushed that button. I'm going to go ahead over here now. 5511 ending in 5611. I know who this is. Hello.
Okay.
Debbie,
hi, Jane.
You have a question for Jeff?
Yes.
Good.
Hi, Jeff. This is Deborah Degan, and I spoke once in the past. I'm from Brazil. Yes, dear. I bought it, but I have to go to the U.S. to get it, but it's okay. The blood tests, you know, the list of you know, blood tests that you require, is that something that you make available because I'm not in the U.S., or is that something that you can do even if someone is not there? How does that work?
Yeah, so if you're in another country, I can send you the panels that you would need to get.
Okay.
Because I do need all the markers because, you know, people can have elevated, you know, markers and they have infection in the body and you need to be able to see everything to really have a full understanding of what's going on. So, yeah, I can send those markers directly to you and then you can go to your doctor there and get them done and then send the results so we can go over them.
Okay. So what would be the email that I would communicate with you to be able to get this? These blood tests and send it back to you to get the list.
Yeah, I'll forward it to Jane and then she can get everything sent to you that I need.
You see, my problem is I can't get Jane's email. You see, there's a problem. You know, I get some emails, but many I don't get. So is there a plan A and a B? I mean, communication.
Yeah, actually, Jane can send your email to me and I can forward it to you. If that works,
Jane. Can I just give it to you? Is it okay if I give it to you?
Well, very text simple. It so I don't get it wrong.
Okay. What is your? I text it to what number? I text to what number?
It's 720.
Okay.
965.
Okay.
7229.
Repeating 720-965-7229. Text to that number,
correct.
Right?
Correct.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take care.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. Okay. All right. Let's go on now to next person is 678 ending in 9705. Do you have a question for Jeff? 9705? Hello? 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 Okay, let's go on to the next person. Next person is 843 ending in 8176. 8176.
Good evening, good afternoon, Jeff. This is Henry in North Carolina.
Hey, Henry. Pleasure.
Nice to meet you. I just wanted to say that our Hercules is really terrific. My mother and me have been taking it for four sprays three times a day for, heck, I would say probably 4 or 5, 6 months. I lost count, but quite some time. But there's one statement I do need to make. I don't want to give anybody any reason. What I want to say is don't give anybody any false hope. It will not stop you from having a heart attack, because I have one. Yeah. And I study hard. I've been criticized my family for quite a few years, and there's no excuse that I had it. Well, the only excuse I can give you is just couldn't get the money to buy the product that I really need to prevent it, you know. I did some research. I had some heart, some conditions way back in 2008, and I went to see a certified healthcare practitioner. And then after I quit seeing her, I did some research on my own. I found a product called Argentine, and it has what is called it's got a lot of ingredients in there, but the main one I'm looking at is nitric oxide, which your body produces when you're young, and it slows way down when you get older, you know, if there's hardly anything at all. And it's good for your, cleans the arteries out, this product cleans the arteries out going to your heart, you know, the plaque and the calcium buildup. And another thing I bought was carnitine, C-A-R-N-I-T-I-N-E, tartrate. I take one little bitty scoop and I mix it in with, and I'm taking it three times a day, and it's starting to, I think it's really helping me out. I can tell it's my blockage is leaving me. But anyway, I had to have a stent put in my heart, and first I turned them down. It was like I had my heart attack. It was happening several days, I guess. I was going to have a chest pain, and I should have saw it coming, you know. It's no excuse. But I was going to drive myself to the hospital, and I thought, you know, I've had them before. And I said, well, I was taking a lot of supplements. I've been taking H pills, and I've been taking the Hercules. And if I hadn't been, you know, it could have took me out. So I feel like, you know, taking better care of myself, I'm still here, and I did recover pretty quick. Got back to normal, but what they did, they went into my.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm killing too much time. Well, I won't say anything else.
What is your question then in regards to the iHercules for Jeff?
I didn't have a question. I just wanted to give a testimony
My question, two things that come to mind, excuse me, Jeff, is one, how many of the sprays are you taking per day, and are you taking, that's number one.
We've been taking four or three times a day, but I haven't been taking them on time, and I haven't been taking them. I've been taking them before meals, usually sometimes after meals. It's nothing, it's kind of irregular. And
okay.
The money's right up, so I'm having to take them now two sprays once a day for my mother and me both, you know, and if we
got about
a half a bottle of it, you know.
Okay.
So, and also, Jane, I want to ask you, whenever you you can break loose, I'm having a staying too busy. You and Doris could give me a call maybe this later on today or whenever.
We'll talk. Yeah, we could talk more.
Okay.
Jeff, do you want to make a comment? Because I've got a couple of other people, and then we'll let you go in regards to
absolutely.
What.
Yeah, so when it comes to the microcirculation in the body, the only thing that can clean that up is your blood. The fastest you can clean it up is your blood. So the fastest way to clean microcirculation is by building healthy blood, and that's exactly what the spray is doing. It's giving you the food so the body can build better blood. Now, if you have variables of damage and conditions, this is why we do blood work, because it's not going to stop you from having bad issues if you're deep into your condition. It's not a miracle thing. It takes time. So, you know, is he alive today because of spraying the spray? You know, I can't say. But the blood is going to do it far better than any kind of a supplement that you can take. The body doesn't understand supplements as food. It causes confusion to the liver. So to be perfectly honest, taking the supplements is going to slow down your progress of cleaning up the body, because the blood does it better than anything. And that is a fact. And we work with many, 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 many heart surgeons.
Okay.
Okay. All
good
right.
Information.
So. Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. Excellent.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, Henry. All right.
Thanks.
We'll talk with you later. And we'll just do one more. Let's see. Let me go back down here again. And, oh, here, I forgot somebody over here. So the next person I'm going to call on is 450. Let me see if I can find you. There we go. 450 ending in 4348.
Yes, hello,
4348. Yes.
Yes, I'm Diane in Quebec, Canada. Hi, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
I have just quick
questions. Hey, pleasure.
Yeah. So my first question, of course, is it available in Canada yet?
We are not shipping from the company to Canada, but we do have a lot of people that are shipping to Canada. It just gets shipped to them here in the U.S. first, and then they forward it to Canada.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So
and
you,
I have
yeah.
one question about yes, Jane?
Well, no, no. I'm doing this for a couple of people already for Canada. You are interested, I've got your number. We'll call you in the next couple of days and get you kind of squared away, okay?
Okay, but I'm not ready to order, Jane. I'm just waiting the blessing.
Oh, we got it.
And,
all right, Diane.
And I was wondering, the new extracts, it's a new name. It's not a new product.
Correct. Yeah, because we have two products, we have Liquid Gold, QX, and we have iHercules. We thought it'd be more fitting to have a company name that's separate from one of the products. So New Extracts is the new name, and it represents new beginnings, new technologies, even though it's been around for 50 years. New Extracts is the new name. We have Liquid Gold QX as one product, and iHercules as the other.
Okay, and is the website is the same? Is the name of the website has changed too?
The name of the website, everything changed over.
Right.
Okay.
So for all of you that are new and would like to be able to take a look at our website, you could go to www.nuxray.com/ you put in Zaraya Jane, ZARAYAJANE. Let me repeat that again. So nuxtracks.com/ Zaraya Jane, nuxtrax.com/ Zaraya, Z-A-R-A-Y-A, J-A-N-E. And you can see that also on our newsletter. Okay? All right. One last question.
Okay.
And thank you so much, Jeff. So I'm going to go ahead, Diane, put you on mute here. And our last caller is 250 ending in 8877. Hello.
So I'm going
to
go ahead, Diane, put you
on.
You're here. 8877. Are you here? Hello.
Hello.
887. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
hello.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me? Yeah, Jane, I guess I'm from Canada, and I spoke with you before about the difficulty getting this. So do I also just call you to try? I don't know if we can work something out. Last time, I can't get it through Danville, Washington. So what do you advise?
I would advise that I just go ahead and send it directly to your home or where you live and forget about
So I can just... I can phone you
we'll
and we can work it out?
Yes.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay? Okay, Marian.
Thanks a lot.
Give me a little bit of time, okay? We'll talk maybe tomorrow, all right?
Oh, not today. Tomorrow, okay.
Thank
you.
The rest, all right. Okay, Marian, thank you. All right.
Bye.
All right. Okay. Jeff, last few words here, and we'll go ahead and let you go. Thank you so very, very much for being here on our call today. It's been fabulous having you here to talk more about the iHercules. That is absolutely an amazing product, and I suggest to everyone that they should be taking it. It is real food that your immune system, boost your immune system as much as possible, and Liquid Gold RX, as well as the iHercules now. Both of them, super, super amazing products for your health, especially during these times. So, Jeff?
Thank you so much, Jane. My pleasure.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. All right.
Look forward to seeing you guys in the future.
Yes, you bet. Okay, thank
you.
Thank you,
Jeff. Talk to you soon. Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. That was wonderful. Thank you very, very much for that. All right. Well, I think we're ready now for Zora. So everybody take a nice big deep breath. And hopefully you better have your headbands because, you know, that's the first thing Zora is going to be looking for. And those of you that don't have it, you know, if you can, go ahead and order that for yourself. So Zoraya, if you'll bring your dad through, we'd love to be able to talk with your dad.
Okay. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, but we know who you are.
That's me. I'm still here. So you want to talk to my papa?
Sure.
Well, okay. I guess I can pull him through.
Thank you so much. I wonder where you're going, by the way.
He told me to put on my water wings, so I think I'm going to go swimming.
Yeah. It sounds like you always, you seem to love swimming.
Yeah. Why is it I can swim down there, but I can't do very well here?
Probably because of the gravity.
It could be that, yeah.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to bring my papa through. So the next voice you hear will be my dad. Okay.
Okay. All right. See you. So
indeed, beloved
goddesses
and gods,
hello,
how are you
Zora,
this wonderful,
and
glorious,
welcome.
And loving day?
Oh, it's always such a treat, and it's always wonderful to hear your voice, Zora. Thank you for being here and taking the time to be with us today.
Indeed.
Okay, so I have a few questions for you, but you may also have a message, or should I just go ahead with my questions?
Go with your questions.
Okay. All right. And I'm sure that that will be part of, you know, you'll be able to bring in your messages as well. So I guess I want to start off probably by talking about, you know, health, since that's the main topic for today is all about how can we keep ourselves so healthy, especially with all of the negative information that's out there, the untruths that are out there, one in especially in regards to the jabs. We call them the jabs now, and that there's so much false information out there that continues to really kind of bring people to it just brings more fear in regards to their safety and their health. And that causes,
indeed,
you know, the immune systems to always, you know, to go down. So one, tell us now what's going on with the jabs and this new variant, Delta variant, new virus that's supposedly coming out or is planned or is already started to come out, and people are afraid, so they're going to take another shot. So there are people out there that have taken the first shot. Many people now have taken the second shot, and now there's going to be another one that's going to be coming out. So a lot of people are going to be taking the third shot. So tell us from your point of view, what's going to happen when this all happens and we still do not have the galactic disclosure yet? We still do not have the funds to be able to remove all of the bad guys that we can handle so that we can get rid of the people that are messing up our world in terms of our health. So just that's huge right there. So I'll go ahead and let you take over from there first.
All right. Well, what I'm about to tell you is going to disturb many of you. But those who are in the know will not be disturbed at all. But if you take the, if you've taken the first shot and you've taken the second shot, then you have a good chance of ascending. However, if you take the third shot, I can assure you, you will ascend. There will be no preventing you from ascending, because this is the third shot is a booster to the second shot. And if you take the third shot, I would say 1s who have taken the third shot already, they ascended In one or two instances, they ascended 48 hours later.
Okay.
So I will tell you, you will ascend if you take the third shot. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah. Now, they are saying that if, you know, for the people that have taken the first shot, you know, there's a period of time where you can, if you work on improving your immune system, that you could be saved, right? Now, you've also said that if people have taken the second shot, you may not see them ascending yet, but they may be ascending within 2 to 3 years of the time they've taken the second shot. Is that correct?
I would say sooner.
Sooner. Oh, okay. Sooner. And especially if they're not taking care of their health and eating wisely and not doing what they can to boost their immune systems, they will be going in, yeah, they will be ascending, you know, even more rapidly. So that being said, now everyone on this call, if you really haven't had a chance to really find out the truth behind it in terms of what Zora's saying, and many of the scientists who understand what this is all about, and it's all really satanic, it's all very, very evil, and it's all about depopulation, which Zora has said even from the very beginning. So if you don't, if you're not convinced, you need to get on YouTube and look up some of the invaluable information that's out there. The information also from Ted Marr is still on our newsletter, so I keep that open so people can look at it. Be wise, do your homework so that you can know what you can do to help yourself, you know, with building your immune system. And obviously blood work is very, very key in terms of where you can really feel like I'm really in a good place. So anyways, with that being said, Zora, you had also said that, you know, the galactic disclosure, well, here, the first question that I have, and this is for all of us, is what do you see in terms of how, where, and where do you see fatality rates go up? You know, where do you see on the planet where you see the greater part of the depopulation where people will actually be ascending?
There is no what you call certain location as to the amount of beings that will be ascending, because it is a global issue, a global event, and many people will be ascending on a daily basis.
So to try and narrow it down. Yeah. Right.
You cannot.
Right, yeah, because of people's free will. So how much of our population do you see will be ascending before the end of the year? Before the end of 2021?
That's also difficult to put an amount on to, or a percentage.
And we understand, Zora, that things can change. I mean, if we have galactic disclosure, you know, in the next 2 to 3 months, that will change the percentage, and we understand that. But let's say without any intervention coming from the galactics, what would you see as how many people, how much of life or how much of humanity would be ascending without galactic intervention before the end of the year?
Well, I would say, and this is what you call an assumption, of course, but
right, without
I would say,
disclosure, without.
Do not wish to alarm peoples. However,
that's all right.
60%.
Wow. Of our population worldwide.
Oh, yeah. 60% of the 8 billion on the earth.
Wow. We better have that disclosure sooner than later, Zora. That's huge. The
of
last
course.
Time we spoke, you that is so huge. So, all right. Understanding that, Zora, what is the galactic plan presently with that understanding?
Well, they are still preparing for the galactic disclosure, and that is becoming, you know, closer each day. As each day that passes brings it even closer. So, and of course, it is scheduled for before the end of this year. So I would say that, you know, thing, and of course, it's certain what you call events will be taking place before it happens. There will be, you have already lost some wonderful, what you call, actors and singers and things of this nature who have succumbed to the virus and the vaccinations. And that is a travesty because they were such wonderful beings. But they did ascend. And so it is well,
a travesty, right?
Yes, it is. Very much
a travesty.
That's one of your words. Yes. Well, that is a main word, of course. Travesty of events that is taking place. And, of course, that it's all because of the genocide depopulation plan that
of
the cabal. But you also understand that the COVID-19 was created long before it was distributed in 2020.
Yeah.
It was formulated. It was formulated at a place called Area 51. And it was formulated there. And, of course, Zoraya, while she was there, she read some dossiers and some files that had to do with the COVID-19. COVID-19 is the code for COVID-19. And when she read that, that was when she first arrived in Area 51. So it was already formulated before it was distributed. It was distributed. So it was already put together.
Yes, even prior to Zoraya finding it.
Of course. So
but
it was
she
already.
She didn't know anything about it.
No, of course not. Anyway, I'm just saying it was formulated at around that time, and then it was sent to shortly before its distribution in 2020. But of course, at the end of the dossier she was reading, it said that this plan of depopulation was to take place in 2020. That was at the end of the dossier she read. So she knew it was going to occur in the year of 2020.
Did she know that it was a depopulation method?
It said it right on the file.
So why didn't Zoraya expose it at that time?
Because she did not know the meat of it or the material of it. It was what you call a plan. When a plan is when it is put into a dossier, is not something that is going to come out. It's a suggestion plan. Suggestive plan for depopulation. So at that particular time, it was simply just a plan on paper. And of course, the date of release would be the year of 2020. Still, it was still an idea, if you will, her higher ups. And then, when it came close to the time for this to occur, it was sent to Wuhan for refinement. Once it was sent to Wuhan for refinement, then of course it what happened from that point.
Correct.
But
okay.
It did not originate in China.
Okay.
It
originated
in America.
Correct. Okay. So, Zora, that being said, and in regards to where we are, we already understand that Nisara has already been started, right?
Correct.
Okay. So now we also have the Olympics that have just started also. Now, if those two already have started coming out, we also know that the RV is to be happening also probably in the near, very, very near future, you know, within the next, you know, could be Monday, could be Tuesday or whatever, but it's very super imminent, correct?
It's already rolling out in many areas.
Okay, so
more
that,
so than
okay.
here.
Right, okay. So, and I'm sure somebody's going to, you know, try to bring that up again. But my question is, you know, everything has to move in synchronicity. Everything is in perfect alignment in terms of how it has to come about. One of the
yes.
things from coming from Q is that there will be some chaos and confusion as the truths come out, because there's still that period of 10 to 12 days of darkness whereby the mass, you know, there will be that broadcast of all of the truths coming from, you know, regarding the fraudulent votes as well as all of the pandemic untruths and et cetera, that'll be coming out also around that same time. So if Nisara and the Olympics have started already, when will those truths be coming out? They're saying it's supposed to be coming out no later than August the 1st, or it should be coming out now because of the Olympics. Where is your timing on that? When do you see that happening? As far as
well,
the truth about the pandemic and
craziness. Understand that all eyes are on Japan now.
Correct.
Because of the Olympics. So the Olympics is what you call a cover for for the RV to occur.
And the Olympics
to come to fruition.
Right, because the Olympics is only from the 23rd until August the 8th.
True.
So RV has to be within that time frame.
I will not say that. You know better than to ask me that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying a specific day. All I'm saying is a specific, you know, series of days. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll just leave that alone.
You're trying to trick me into giving you a date. You know I will not do that.
You know, okay. All right. Well, okay, so then my other question is, when is Trump coming back into, you know, into being announced as the president of the republic?
That is another date seeking.
Well, I'm not. I'm just wondering, do you see that by the end of July, or you see that in August, I guess is my question. I'm not pinning you on a day, Zora.
You're
I'm just trying to pin it down. Well, anyway, well, tell us what your understanding is regarding Trump. And
he's preparing for the comeback. All right? And leave it at that.
Okay. All right. Anybody who else has a question in regards to what I just said, please come forward with your questions. So, all right, I think I've kind of covered. Oh, and then lastly, in regards to our health at this time, what of our products would you highly recommend for people to be taking?
All of them.
And using. Right. And which, if you only had one or two to choose, what would you be choosing as far as what to take?
Well, the iHercules would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid Gold and iHercules. Mm-hmm. Zealous, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Soul and brain products.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
If you are dealing with cancer, chemo-hem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In conjunction with?
Yes.
With iHercule, correct. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, Zora, thank you for that.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and open up the board. It's almost 11 o'clock. We only have a little bit of time until 11:30, in which we will end our call for today. Most likely we will have another call also midweek with Dr. Shaw.
I am going to say before we go into any further, I am going to say also, I am addressing certain parts of the population, especially those of what you call women that wish to have children, or women who are already with child. I emphasize this very strongly. Do not get vaccinated. If you get vaccinated while you're pregnant, you get vaccinated.
Oh,
there's a good possibility
no.
you will have a malformed baby.
Yep, I agree.
So you do not want to do that. You do not want to take the vaccination at all, period.
Right.
But if
Correct.
You do, if you are determined to have it, then you do not want to have it when you are carrying a child, if you want a normal child. And also, for those women who are seeking to have a family, if you have taken the shot and the second shot, then you may want to rethink your position. Because the only thing available to you at that point is adoption. Because you will not be burying your own children. Sorry to say that, but that is the truth. You will not be burying children. And your husband will not be conceiving a child if they have had the vaccine first and second shot also. Because they will become sterile.
Indeed. Okay.
So you will. If you want children, and you have taken the vaccine, the first and second, your only alternative is adoption.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Zora, for that. There are more drastic side effects from taking the vaccine. If you don't know
they
are, please, yes.
Heart
so failure. It's thrombosis, a lot of neurological problems besides lung problems and cardiac problems. I just don't even take it. It's not,
needed
it's all about,
at all.
It's not needed, yeah. So please don't do that, anybody. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and open up the line for Zora. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. And, oh, my gosh. Well, I think today I'm going to start with the very bottom of the call here, and we'll go up from there. So, okay, hold on a second. All right. First person is 570 ending in 7933.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Zora. Hello. It's Doc.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
I have a question because my research has found that this endocannabinoid system seems to monitor everything in the body as far as regulation. Do they have the endocannabinoid system in your bodies in Hollow Earth also? Is that why you guys use hemp for everything too, because of the system?
Repeat that question.
Our human bodies have receptors specifically for cannabinoids, and the system responsible for
Correct.
That is the endocannabinoid system, which doesn't work unless you put cannabinoids in. So I'm very curious
right.
because my system, until I started taking the CBD, it wasn't available to run all these systems and balance them. And I'm going away by the difference. And I take the other products, but I don't know how I would get the cannabinoid endocannabinoid system functioning if I didn't put CBD into it. And I was just curious if you have the same system, because I know you use hemp heavily in Hollow Earth.
What you call our makeup is a bit different from yours.
I figured that.
Okay.
Understand, the people in Hollow Earth, they have a physiology that is different from yours. They have, when there's a change taking place, such as when Zareya is bringing me forth, if you're looking at her on Zoom or on a video call, when she begins bringing me in, her pupils change, and also it is there's a significant difference in the energies coming forth. Understand that Hollow Earth beings who are native of Hollow Earth itself, they have two hearts.
Right.
And they have two hearts. They do not have a blood type, because there's no need to have a blood type. They are what you call extremely resistant against anything negative. And so we do not fall, our bodies do not fall prey to your, what you call your issues that you have on the surface. Plus also our bodies are much lighter than yours on the surface as well. Because of the gravity.
So you don't have the need for that system in your bodies?
No.
Okay.
So then
Thank
what
you,
about
Vera.
Us? So what about us as far as that system? Is there anything else that you can get that would put the cannabinoids in to run that system in our bodies?
Understand.
Or it just doesn't function unless you have that?
Understand, once the galactic disclosure is fully occurs, your bodies will be like ours. And they will be what you call, instead of duality, there will be no more duality. You will simply have a perfect body, a perfect system that will not be able to have any harm come to it whatsoever from anywhere at all.
So we
will that be the rainbow wave? Is that the rainbow wave?
It will come back into a pristine existence.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Will that be the rainbow wave that does that?
Not necessarily. It's going to be, that will start, your bodies will begin to have that shortly after your galactic disclosure is fully realized and fully come to pass. That's when your bodies will begin to change rapidly.
Okay. All right. Hey, Doc, we got to go.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. Okay.
Have a great day.
Well, yeah. So while I have... and I just wanted to remind people also. So we do have those receptors. I mean, I know that many of you already understand that. We have those receptors for the cannabinoids. And there are different cannabinoids in our, that we are receptive to that affect all of our systems, from the entire immune system, you're from head to toe. So that's so just a plug for the CBD also. That would be also another avenue in which to increase and boost your immune system. So thank you, Doc. All right, next question is coming from 503, ending in 3323.
Hi, this is Gary from Springfield, Oregon. And I had a quick question.
Okay, hi, Gary.
Hi, nice to talk to you guys today. We've got some new information coming from Intel the last week or so indicating that there's going to be a shift in the way that they are going to be doing the exchange redemption process, and starting with sending out cards preloaded with money on them. And I want to know if that's accurate, because that's completely new information. What can you tell me, Zora, about that?
There will be a card issued to you. It will have unlimited funds on it, meaning that your exchange redemption.
Mm-hmm.
They already know what you have. They're already aware of it, especially if you purchased your ZIM from a reputable source, then of course they have you on file. So they already know what you have, and when you are issued the card will have that amount on it. The equivalent as to after the redemption will already be on the card.
What about gifted monies? Because more than half of my money is gifted monies. I had cancer at the time. That was all going on, so I didn't have any funds to purchase. So how will that work? Will they know about the gifted monies or not?
Well, the people who gifted you the currency, they have copies of the gift letter themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be brought forth to the redemption. You will bring all your gift letters, copies of your gift letters that you've gifted other peoples with you to the redemption center. That will also be a way for them to know where the currency has gone to. So it is not fully what you call realized as to how this is going to occur. But
got it.
But they will be aware of you of who you are because of the the people who gifted you. They've already notified their what you call their brokers and things of this nature that they have gifted the currencies to others. So it will all come out the way it's supposed to come. No one will be left out. Understand?
Okay. All right.
No one who is involved
in
this will be left out.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good information. I appreciate your time. All right. Love you.
Indeed.
Okay.
Good.
All right. All right. Next caller is 607, ending in 2401.
Yes. Thank you, Jane and Zora. Hello. This is Dick from New York.
Hello.
I have a question. Yes, I have a question for Zora. Before, I've heard you tell a man where he originated from, and I was wondering if you could do the same thing for me.
Well, I will tell you that you are a descendant from the continent of Atlantis.
Hmm.
So your origin is Atlantean.
Atlantean.
Indeed.
Do you mean off-world or on-world?
On-world.
On-world. So I am an earth-born soul.
Of course.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Indeed.
Hey, Zora? Well, if he's Atlantean, where did the Atlanteans come from?
Oh, well, I misunderstood. You are definitely from another star system, another galaxy, if you will. That would have been Alpha Centauri.
Okay. Hey, Dick, so you're from Alpha Centauri. Thank you.
Yes, I got that. Thank you.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right, very good. Okay. All right, next caller is 805 ending in 6638.
Hello, can you hear me?
You can.
Oh, good. This is Bonnie in Santa Barbara, and I'm so happy to be on your call for years and years. Just my love to you, Zaraya, Zora, and Jane. My question is about nanosoma, and I'm wondering, does it just lengthen my old telomeres, or does it create new telomeres?
Well,
I'm already doing Hercules and Zealous and Liquid Gold.
Yes.
But should I be doing Nanosomal as well?
Of course.
Oh. Okay.
Age reversal.
Okay.
No, because that is also age reversal, the Nanosoma. It works differently.
Okay.
Obviously.
I had heard on one of Jared's calls that a woman called in and found out that it was just lengthening the old telomeres, and he had seen studies in Cornell of lengthening old telomeres leading to cancer. So I just wanted to – I so appreciate your
what?
Answer. I will take it gladly.
No.
Yeah. No. Bonnie, say that again about what was causing cancer. What was causing cancer?
Lengthening old telomeres as opposed to creating new ones.
And you had said something about cancer.
Well, Jared mentioned that there were studies in Cornell about lengthening existing telomeres rather than creating new ones, can lead to cancer.
Lengthening telomeres will create cancer? That doesn't sound right to me.
Well, maybe
lengthening telomeres.
Lengthening
Zora, go in
old
minute.
Telomeres.
Zora can tell us. Right. So Zora can tell
us. Oh, great.
For sure. So Zora, what is the issue with lengthening telomeres? Because that's also what Liquid Gold does, or iHercules.
Well, Jared said that
it creates more.
Yes.
It does create new ones, and it fortifies the old ones.
So where does the cancer come into play, Zora?
It doesn't.
So the information that Jared got from Cornell, was that wrong?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so grateful to both of you, to all of you. Thank you.
Yeah, I cannot believe, because Nanosoma also helps with cancer.
Okay.
It does, yes.
So, and some of the products as well, including iHercules, also... It also not only creates, but it also lengthens your telomeres, which is what you need, especially through the aging process.
And it resists cancer.
Anything that helps to boost your immune system to make you feel younger, be younger, that comes from pure products, does not cause cancer.
No.
Thank you.
It can't. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you for that, Bonnie. Appreciate that. Okay. All right. 208 ending in 8394.
Hi, Jane and Zora. This is Bonnie from Idaho.
Hi, Bonnie.
It's interesting. I just followed Bonnie, so it's Bonnie. I just want to ask Zora, when I talked to Q last time, he said that there were aliens that were running the Life Force news station and group. Can you tell me, are these aliens positive? Can you tell me anything about them?
Repeat?
Or negative? Negative? Okay. When I talked to Q, Jane, yeah. Did you have, because you were on
No, go ahead. Go ahead, because I know what you're talking about, right?
So, Q, I was asking him about the benevolence or the process behind the Life Force. And they have a news station called United Network News. So, and I wanted to, I'm looking for positive information, the truth, and they emphasize on there, this is the truth. And Q said, it's all run by aliens. And I wanted to know, are they benevolent aliens? Are they helping us? Are they trying to get the truth out to everybody on Earth?
Well, first off, understand this, everyone on this planet are aliens.
Yes, I know. So it was just.
You want to know if they are benevolent? Yes.
Yeah, I mean they are. Yeah, it's that message that they're giving out is positive, correct? Because they seem to emphasize this is the truth, and they give news all around the world.
Right.
So, that. Uh-huh. The latest was about there's a group there by Bill Gates that formed I just lost my train of thought, but anyway, it was I thought it was a negative, and it just came out that it was negative. That whole thing that was formed by Bill Gates, and they just now have been finding proof about it. But so that's why I just wanted to be sure that they're getting the truth out. This is United Network News, and it's by a group called Life Force.
United Network News.
Yes.
I shall write this down and give it to Zuriel.
Okay. Yeah.
United.
And it's by Life Force. United Network News. And Life Force is the group behind this station.
And what
news station?
Hey, Pawnee, and what did Q say about that, so I don't have to go back to re-listen? Was he positive about this?
I thought he said they were run by, right? Yeah, he said they were run
by benevolent.
And I got...
Yeah, but benevolent aliens, I think, is what he was saying.
I didn't hear that word benevolent. So that's why I was asking Zora. So, Because they really emphasize on all the broadcasts, they end up with, this is the truth. You needed to know.
Okay.
You know. So, all
gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Zuriel will look at this and get back to you.
Oh, that would be great. Okay. Thank you. Sending lots of love. All right. Take care.
Okay. All right. You too. Bye-bye.
United Network News.
Yeah. I wrote that down, Zora. Okay. All right.
All right.
Next caller. Thank you for that, Pawnee. All right. Our next caller now is 206 ending in 1047. Hello, 206 ending in 1047. Do you have a question for Zora?
What happened to that cushion?
I'm sorry? Oh, no, hold on one second. I've got to take Pawnee off. All right, 206 ending in 1047.
Yes, hi. My next question is, will Trump finally acknowledge that these vaccines are dangerous?
Could you
to the
tell
public?
Us again who you are? Who are you?
This is Mary. This is Mary in Ashland,
Oh, Mary.
Oregon.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Zora, did you get the question?
Yes, he will.
Okay, good. And will that be soon?
When he comes back into office, yes.
So he'll explain why he had to do what he had to do?
Of course.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Mary. All right. 847 ending in 4478.
Hi, Zorba, Soraya, and Jane. Thank you very much. I'm Bob from Newburgh, New York. I'm praising Zora because he is the creator of the Milky Way. And I thank you, thank you, thank you, because I no longer have diabetes. I've been healed. I have been healed. And I have a question, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking for your forgiveness in that I'm asking you this question.
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell the real name of Bigfoot?
Ah. You're speaking of Chartreuse.
Yes. How do you... spell that. I tried to look it up, but I wrote down something in the definition, I mean, in what I was writing down, and it was incorrect.
Well, so I understand that the Chartreuse is not written down in any books.
Oh.
That's why you will not find it. But if you ask your Chartreuse, they will confirm that they are Chartreuse. They are not Bigfoot. They are not Sasquatch. They are not Yeti. They are Chartreuse.
So how would you spell it, though?
Well?
According to our alphabet.
Yes.
As it sounds. That's how you
can
start.
Can you use alphanumerics, please? you know, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, you know.
Go ahead and tell him how it is spelled. Quasar.
It's either going to be a C or an S. Chartreuse. So it sounds like S-H-A-T-U-S-E.
It starts with an S, yes.
Yes. Chate?
S-H-A-T-U-S-E. Shaw.
T-U-S-E.
Right.
Oh, wait a minute. T-U-S-E.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So it's...
Chartreuse.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay, Bob.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Yep. Okay. Very good.
Indeed.
Okay. Next caller is 970 ending in 1197.
Oh, Jane, this is Barbara. I didn't take my.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Barbara. All right, we'll go ahead and let you go. Let me go down a little bit. Well, I'll go back up a little bit. I want to make sure that we've got everybody here. I think we might have already called upon you, so let me know for sure whether we did or not. 845 ending in 4478. Tell me this is, I'm really, is this Barb?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, Bob. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. We're
That's
down
right.
over here now. Okay. So let me go down farther. Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh dear. All right. 541 ending in 1441.
Hey everyone. This is Nicole from Oregon.
Okay.
So,
Nicole.
Hey. So I've been listening to Zora since 2013. And I remember a call a long time ago, Zora, when you said that you'd be telling everybody our origins. I was wondering if you could do that.
Origin?
Yeah, just like the
her.
Guy that called to ask where he's from. Not just for me. I'd love to know, but back in 2013, Zora, you had said that you would have a call where you told everybody where they're from. I'd love to know where I'm from, but how cool if you could tell us all, you know, when we called in, like you had said.
Oh, well, then we would be on the phone for a long, long time, Nicole. So we've had to kind of modify it since then. So go ahead,
you
Zora.
Said that
he
would do that.
Yeah, go ahead, Nicole. I mean, go ahead, Zora. Let Nicole know where she's from.
I'd like to know my galactic name.
You want to know where you're from, or do you want to know your galactic name?
I would like to know my galactic name, Jane.
Okay.
It is a simple name. It is the name of one of the planets in your solar system. Starts with a V. Venus.
Oh my goodness.
You're Venusian.
I've always been very drawn to Venus. That's so interesting. Cool.
Thank you. Beautiful. Okay, Nicole.
Indeed.
Thank you. All right. 858 ending in 3033.
Yes. Good morning, Zora. I've got a very important question.
What is your question?
What is your name first?
Richard, yeah.
Okay, all right, Rich.
I had been experiencing blood in my urine for the last 3 days. Can you tell me what's causing that?
That would be known as a urinary tract infection.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that way. Do you know what microbe it is that's causing that?
In order for you to know what that is you'd have to go get tested for it and get a CNS.
I did get but it's going to take a while for them to get it. I did have it in that process. Well, let me ask you this. What do you think would be the best approach for me to do it without any drugs, without antibiotics, you know? You know, naturally.
You are a god, yes?
Okay, yeah.
Need to acknowledge.
Let's do a 5-4-3-2-1 for him, Zora.
5-4-3-2-1, receive.
Yes, I receive.
Well, you should
rub your hands
together.
I receive.
Yeah, you need to be able to put your hands right where.
Okay.
by your bladder area.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive now.
From the God of my being.
From the God of my being.
My urinary tract infection is gone, and I know it.
My urinary tract infection is gone, and I know it.
And that's it.
I
keep your hands where they are for 5 minutes, after which time you will no longer have your urinary tract infection.
I'm ready to see that come to my awareness as soon as possible. Yeah.
No, you just make the statement that you know it. My urinary tract infection that was is no more, and I know it.
My urinary tract infection is no more, and I know it.
Keep your hands where they are for 5 minutes.
Okay.
After 5 minutes, you'll notice a difference in your metabolism.
Well, I'll notice when the blood changes to clear. That's how I'll know.
Indeed.
The other thing you can also do is you can continue to do that healing.
Yes.
Do that at least 3 to 4 times a day.
And if you
that
have the eye hercules, take
healing
that.
Process.
If you have liquid gold, take that. If you have soul, take that.
Yeah, take any of the amazing products that will also clear up any viral or bacterial infections.
What I do have is I have Super Nano Colloidal Silver.
Okay, good. Take that.
And also D-Manos, which I understand is supposed to be for that. And I'm not sure how much of it to take, but I've been taking it for the last 3 days, and it hasn't cleared up yet. Should I take more of it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what the instructions are on that particular product. I would also recommend that you treat all of your products with your love energy.
Exactly.
With your God
energy.
I do believe that it's possible just with the statement that will clear from that consciousness. Is that true?
Absolutely. If you don't, there's no doubt, you will.
Okay.
So,
thank you
so
very much.
Zora, sure. So we only have 60 seconds left, Zora. So let's do a healing.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive, and from the gods and goddesses of our being, we are full fifth dimensional being, gods and goddesses. We are in perfect health, perfect unity, and we know it.
Indeed.
Zora, any last words for everyone? You have 30 seconds.
Remember your gods and goddesses. Let no one tell you otherwise.
Beautiful, Zora. Thank you. All right,
everyone.
We love you. We are complete. Thank you.